Step 8, Hermann Hesse. We have now reached one of the most popular places in Como, Piazza Cavour. The square is by the lake and it's surrounded by cafes, restaurants and benches where you may stop to enjoy the moment. In 1913, this place must have been very different, but we know that Hermann Hesse, who won the Nobel Prize for Literature, was enchanted by the square during one of his walks. We are now at the 8th stop of our way, so we invite you to sit down, to watch the boat swinging on the water, and to listen to the story of the author tied to this important place. Hermann Hesse was born in Calw, Germany, in 1877, in a very religious and severe family, and he spent part of his childhood in Basel, Switzerland. After returning to Germany, he attended a private school, and then one of the most renowned Protestant schools. His hate for theological studies soon turned into psychological instability that led him to attempt suicide. After that, he was constantly moved from one nursing home to another. When he returned home, Hesse started writing his first tales, as he wanted to leave his father's home to become a writer. In 1895, he moved to Tübingen, where he devoted himself to writing, and from there he travelled a lot to meet the most famous people of the cultural world of his age. At the beginning of the 20th century, he also went to Italy, and after this holiday, he wrote a collection of essays and poems. In 1904, Hesse married the photographer Maria Bernoulli, and they had three children. His relationship problems pushed him to study Indian philosophy and religions, and in 1911 he travelled to the East to find inner peace. During the First World War, the writer was a pacifist, opposed by his compatriots, and in 1917, after a nervous breakdown, he underwent shock therapy. After the final separation from his wife, his mental health worsened, so he had therapy sessions with psychoanalyst Carl Gustav Jung, and they became close friends. Hesse retired then to Montagnola, near Lugano, where he seemed to regain some peace. In fact, it was there that he married young Ruth Wenger, but this marriage too came to an end. In 1931, he got married for the third and last time, to Ninon Völbin Ausländer, who would remain with him until the end of his life. In 1946, Hermann Hesse received the Nobel Prize for Literature, thanks to the depth of his writings, which embodied classical humanitarian ideals. Despite this, a deep depression led him to retire from social life and the public scene. He died on the 8th of August 1962 of an intracerebral hemorrhage. Hermann Hesse's trips to Italy took place from 1901 until the First World War. He came several times to Como, where he already felt the warm hug of the South, as he defined the weather and climate of Italy in The Woman of the Balcony, a tale set on Lake Como and contained in a volume called Dall'Italia, that is, from Italy. Always in search of a place to reflect his soul, in 1914 the writer decided to settle in Montagnola, in Switzerland, 35 kilometers from Como, and another lake, Lake Lugano, became a mirror for his anxiety. It is in Montagnola that you can now find the Hermann Hesse Museum. Hesse also described a ferry trip he made on Lake Como. Upon reaching the pier in Torno, he wrote, "The village, small and slightly steep, offered to the lake the harmonious charm of one of its views. Wide stone steps served as a landing and washhouse, and at their feet some boats were moored. There was a house covered in vegetation, with an arched portal and a few little balconies, and a peaceful square in bright stone, behind which were the facade and bell tower of a beautiful church, and the pleasant semicircular wall of the harbour, with young trees on top of it. It was such a perfect, harmonious picture that at the last moment I did not dare disturb its grace." In the 1913 tale A Walk by Lake Como, another part of From Italy, Hermann Hesse described the lake as follows. "Unlike Lugano and all the other famous lakeside towns, Como turns its back to the lake. And even in the pretty piazza beside the harbour, you do not feel the tedious and disquieting sensation of sitting in the first row of a deliberately created landscape. The only place it criticised is the final destination of our poetry way, because the now much admired Art Nouveau villas of Brunate to his romantic spirit appeared shabby and pretentious. But if he had climbed on foot through the woods, as you may do following the Lake Como poetry way, he would have changed his mind,